Psalm 19 in the New King James Version, a psalm of David. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a tabernacle for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven, and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its heat. The law of Jehovah is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of Jehovah is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of Jehovah are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of Jehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of Jehovah is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, more than fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Jehovah, my strength and my Redeemer. Now here's Psalm 19. I hope you were following as we went along through here. There's basically four sections here where the subject changes. Well, it builds from one to the other. It begins with the simple declaration that the heavens declare the glory of God. And that idea can be found all through Scripture. It's in the Old Testament's histories. It's here in the Psalms. You find it all through the prophets. And, of course, we find it in the New Testament as well. Romans speaks of this. The basic idea that the first six verses say, the basic idea that they contain, is that man is without excuse. There are parts of the Bible, or rather, there are people in this earth who have not had physical control. They don't have a Bible. They've never gotten the Word of God. There are cultures that, well, the teachings that we find in the Bible are not prevalent. They're not all over the place. They can be found, but they're not easy. The point of this beginning, the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament shows his handiwork, is that all men really know that there is a God. The heavens, the skies show it. There's no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. Not only has his handiwork been seen to all men, we see then in the second part here from verses 5 and 6, that God has set a tabernacle, a tent, a home for the sun, and showing by the working of creation that there is a God who cares, who runs things. Not just an absentee landlord, not as so many religions or so many people believe that God created and then lets things go, but he runs things. He regulates the world. He is a God of providence as well as creation. And there's nothing hidden from its heat, the heat of the sun. But now there's a problem, isn't there? When we find out, when people come to the understanding, when all mankind does, that there is a God, and a God who cares, a God who runs things, well, we need to find out what that God is like. Now, the obvious answer is to find the Bible. It's out there. We see in the next section a discussion or a description of God and what he has given to man in Scriptures. We see that the law is perfect. And here, it's interesting that in verse 7 here it starts out, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. We've got this idea, especially in this country, in this New Testament age, where the law is opposed to love, to conversion. But it's the law of God that converts the soul. It's through law that the covenant exists and is made possible, that our sins can be paid for. The testimony of the Lord, the words that he has given, is sure, making wise the simple. And kids, that's kind of a hard or an odd sentence construction. What it means is even the simple-minded people are wise if they know the testimonies of the Lord. The statutes are right, and they rejoice the heart. Again, the idea that the law of God, his statutes that he's given, somehow restrict us, hem us in, keep us from having fun. One of the things that I find abhorrent in our culture is the idea that sinful equals good. You know, you have sinfully delicious this and all that. You know, the concept, the thought is that God's law keeps us from having fun. But here we see that the statutes rejoice the heart. The commandment of the Lord, of Jehovah, is pure, enlightening the eyes. He didn't just make things up to put into his commandments. They're all good for us, and they all show his character. By giving us his commandments, our eyes are made wise, and we can see his glory. Fearing God, no, that's not very popular these days either, but we see that fearing God is clean, and it endures forever. The judgments of Jehovah are true and righteous altogether. There's nothing in here that we can say God made a mistake, or this wasn't the best way to do it, or even in the supposed past Old Testament laws, with that mean old God from the old days. Now, all of the judgments of God, or of Jehovah, are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even fine gold. Kids, fine in this case means very pure, very good gold. Moreover, by them, children, your servant is warned, and in keeping them, there's great reward. These laws weren't put here to harm us. They were put here to bless us. Now, who can understand his errors? Kids, we sin. You sin. You know you do. But did you know that there are sins that you do that you don't even realize either that you're doing them, or you don't realize that it's wrong to do? I guess with little kids, that's makes more sense than grown-ups, because every day you find out something else mommy and daddy don't want you to do. But even with adults, there are things as we get older we find in God's law and we say, oh, we've messed that up my whole life. I've been offending God my entire days. And that's what this next section teaches us. And God is gracious. We can pray, cleanse me from secret faults, things that I don't even know I did, and things that nobody else knows I did that I know about. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sin. That means sin where you say, I don't care what God says, I'm going to do what I want. That's a presumptuous sin. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless, and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Now, this psalm is not teaching perfectionism. It's not saying that if you're a good Christian, you will not sin. Because the very next line, or the very next verse, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. And I love this verse. I think it's one that everybody should learn. That way you can pray it a lot. Oh, Jehovah, my strength and my redeemer. Even in this, when the psalmist is talking about getting pure, not having sin, he's still looking to Jehovah as the redeemer of his soul. Now, the last several psalms that we've looked at, we've been looking at Jesus, the great Messiah, who saves his people through the covenant of grace, redeeming them. Here we see the same Jesus as the writer of the Bible. The Jehovah here, the Lord you see, is God giving us his word so that once we are saved, we have a way to live, a way to please God in our life. We see that through the Redeemer, we can be made pure. Through the Redeemer, the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart are acceptable to our God. Our denomination puts great store in proper worship. We talk about how, you know, we try very hard to make our worship acceptable to God. But you see, the scripture, this part here, teaches us that it's only through the Redeemer that even our worship is right. It's only through our Redeemer that the secret sins and the mistakes that we make right here today are made pure. So don't ever look down on your brothers for that. The upshot of this psalm is, again, God's word is known throughout the world. God's existence is known throughout the world. And no man is held blameless because the knowledge is there. But through the Redeemer, we're made pure and we may approach God. In gratitude for our redemption and our ability to praise him, let's sing his praises in Psalm 19.